This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. A group of current and former U.S. officials from across the political spectrum is set to take part in Saturday's memorial service for Senator John McCain, one of the last in a string of services honoring the longtime lawmaker who died Saturday at the age of 81. The service at the National Cathedral in Washington will feature eulogies by former Presidents Barack Obama and George W. Bush. Former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger and former Senator Joseph Lieberman will also speak. But U.S. President Donald Trump frequently engaged in political taunts with McCain, and 3 years ago said McCain was only deemed a hero because he was captured as a POW. Since Saturday, Mr. Trump has been criticized after his initial reactions to McCain's death only expressed condolences to his family and didn't mention his military service or political career. Mr. Trump finally bowed to public pressure and elaborated a bit more.
We very much appreciate everything that Senator McCain has done for our country.
Flags were flown at half-mast in the immediate wake of Senator McCain's passing, only to be back at full staff the next day. Public pressure, including from military veterans groups, again prompted the president to back down, and flags were once again ordered at half-staff a few hours later. Democratic U.S. Senator from Vermont, Patrick Leahy.
It is such pettiness, and a reaction to a real American hero.
Senator John McCain's final message to the American people and indeed to the world was read aloud by his longtime friend, Rick Davis.
We weaken our greatness when we confuse our patriotism with tribal rivalries. We weaken it when we hide behind walls rather than tear them down. Do not despair of our present difficulties.
This is VOA News. UN investigators Monday condemned the actions of the military commander of Myanmar, along with five generals, for overseeing mass murder and rape of Muslim Rohingya last year with genocidal intent, and called for their prosecution. Christopher Sadati is one of those investigators.
We are not removing the presumption of innocence. We are not saying that they individually have been proven to have the necessary intent. But we are saying that given all of the circumstances, all of the inference, all of the facts that we have found, and we have found extensive range of facts, and the tightness of the chain of military command, they should be investigated and prosecuted.
The investigators called on the Security Council to impose an arms embargo. Iranian lawyers on Monday asked the International Court of Justice, or World Court, to order the U.S. to lift sanctions. Tehran insists that they violated terms of a 1955 bilateral friendship